And joining us, the head coach of the Beavers. Let you catch your breath, coach.
I wish I had a Fitbit. I would have gotten a whole bunch of steps in there.
Yes, you would have. First of all, congratulations. Your team breaks another record tonight with your 22nd win. Most wins in program history. You got to be feeling pretty proud of how your team played tonight.
We really are, Kelly, because it was a battle. It was a hard-fought game. We knew this team was going to be extremely hungry. It was their last chance to get a win before the playoffs. It was their seniors' senior day. I mean, just all those factors. You're on the road. We're really not playing for anything as far as the league goes, points-wise. I mean, positional-wise. There's just a lot of factors, but I thought we had a really complete game. I thought good start. It was good, real good pace to the game. There was no easy ice for either squad. I thought the key was that we had a really solid second period. They got the one power play goal, but I thought we kind of got our going pretty good after that, and a real good workmanlike goal by Miller. And then we came out and we made a play. We talked about somebody making a play, and Kristen Huber made an unbelievable play, a great pass by Hannah Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And Hubes went and finished, and that was a big time goal. And after that, I thought we did a great job defensively, and really didn't give them any opportunities.
Well, defensively, your team had 15 block shots, six of those by Eva Bilic, who sat out yesterday to heal up a little bit, and here she takes six more block
shots.
She's
unbelievable. She looked to me like she got stronger as the game went on. Just a remarkable, remarkable young lady, and obviously you could see the value she brings to our team. And just kind of epitome of the entire team. We've faced adversity. I'm not going to say a lot, but we've had to play without some of our key players throughout the year. And every time the team has stepped up and done the job.
Your team also successful on the faceoff dot, and of course we don't talk about that enough. But what a big night for Riley Fawcett. She was definitely a key there on the dot.
Oh, you know what? We start with the puck. I mean, that's the key. We start with the puck and. I thought we did a great job of that all night.
Brittany Mowat again, solid between the pipes. I can't say enough about how calm she is back there, but she didn't have to see as many.
No, not tonight. There wasn't as many quality chances. Mm-hmm. I don't think she saw the goal they scored on the power play, but Britt's been outstanding. I think she backed up last year with a tremendous regular season this year. And tell you what, the whole group down there is looking forward to next weekend.
For sure. You guys will host Duluth. It'll be a rematch of last year. Of course, we were on the road for that one. What do you expect to see out of the Bulldogs next weekend?
It's the playoffs. I mean, it's a clean slate for both teams. Your regular season means absolutely nothing. And now it's all about being able to play to get down to St. Paul. And, Duluth's got an outstanding top line. That top line is as good as any line in the country. I think all three of them are over 30, 40 points each. We're gonna have to definitely do a job against that particular group. But the bottom line is we got to play our game. We're not going to change. We got to go out and play Beaver hockey, and we'll play our four lines like we've been doing. We certainly might try to match that particular line with a group and a particular pair of defensemen. But other than that, we're just gonna keep playing the way we're gonna do what brought us to the dance.
For sure. And I know it's funny you mentioned the four lines. I talked to Brittany Mount, and I don't know if you heard her interview with me earlier today, but I asked her about those lines, and she says it doesn't matter. She goes, I don't know who's the top line or the fourth line. She goes, they all play as hard on the ice and are just as skilled as the other one.
Again, all four lines tonight generated opportunities. I thought Riley Foss's line, Emily Bergen's line did a great job of spending time in the offensive zone, tilting the ice, just making them play defense. And it just wears the team down, and it's the culmination of everybody playing their game that has allowed us to win a game like today.
You get home ice next weekend. It'll be nice to be able to be on your own schedule for the playoffs and not have to travel.
Oh, absolutely. Duluth, they're on the road this weekend. Now they got to go on the road next weekend. I mean, that takes a toll, and it's certainly an advantage, but we earned that opportunity. Now we need to go take advantage of it.
Ice cream?
Absolutely.
It's tradition. I figured I'd ask. I know somebody will be texting me if I don't. Coach, congratulations on a great regular season.
Thanks,
we'll see
Kelly.
You at the playoffs.
Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.